off of Crampgate.
Wow.
And here's a highlight, and followed by LeBron James talking at length about the victory, courtesy of our friends in the NBA.
Leonard playing with five fouls guarding James. Spurs do have a foul to give. James kicks it out, corner of the box, an open three. It's good. Chris Bosh from downtown, and the Heat go up two.
Exactly what I was talking about. You take Birdman out the ballgame, now there's a price to pay. Great decision by James.
LeBron, early on in this game, you were aggressive attacking the paint, then you went perimeter. What dictates your decision-making there?
Just play. Live with the results. If I play hard, I believe that the man above is going to protect me. And I just try to put my teammates, myself in position to succeed, and I live with the results after that.
What is the difference in your defense when you're getting the stops versus the first quarter where you couldn't get any?
Well, I mean, when we get stops and we don't turn the ball over, we're a very dangerous team. In the first half or the first quarter, you know, they was in really, really good comfort, and they was getting threes, they was getting layups. Tim Duncan got off to a quick start with 11. And after that, we just kind of get up in them a little bit more. And, you know, we started to turn them over. We started to make them miss shots. And we execute on the end.
LeBron, early in last year's playoffs against this team, they were giving you the jump shot. Tonight, you seem so comfortable in the fourth quarter taking that jump shot. Why?
I just trust, you know, the hard work and dedication that I put into the game. You know, when the cameras are not around, you know, I put a lot of hard work into the game. And, you know, it's my job to translate what I do when you guys are not around onto this stage. And, you know, I'm happy that my teammates allowed me to be the leader, allowed me to make plays for them and make plays for myself. And big-time role win for us, Doris.
What you doing? Nobody's watching, LeBron. Thank you.
I'll tell you what I do when nobody's watching. Well, I can't really say it on the air. Anyway, LeBron James with a big game last night. That was courtesy of ABC. 14 of 22 from the floor. Perfect from the three-point line, Pat. 3 of 3. 10 rebounds. Messed around and got a double-double. 35 points in a 98-96 victory. We played the highlight for Bosh earlier. 18 points for him. And Dwayne Wade, only 14 points on 5 of 9, but he pulled down 7 rebounds. And the Birdman with 9 rebounds off the bench. So big game for them, and a big win for them. 8 of 19 from beyond the arc. And what'd you make of San Antonio? They settled for a bunch of three-pointers last night, but they did hit their fair share. 12 of 26. Yeah. Is that their identity now?
Well, they've been – that's one thing that they're going to do is they can wear you down. And they're offensively, they move the ball so well. They have so many guys who can shoot. Eventually – you know they're going to weigh you down. The one thing I would say to LeBron is stops, getting stops, defensive stops, and not turning the ball over is like the recipe for every coach who ever wants to win a game.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, yeah, the Heat are very dangerous when they get stops and don't turn the ball over. You know who else is dangerous?
Every other team that
every
ever played.
Every other team in the history of the world is dangerous. But what makes Miami so dangerous is the fact that if LeBron, at one point in the third quarter, and that's really when they took the game over and then were able to hold off San Antonio, but when LeBron is making 5 out of 5, 6 out of 6 jump shots,
mm-hmm.
it's like how you defend LeBron is it goes like this. Make him shoot it. Don't. And it was funny because LeBron started off the game in the first quarter attacking the basket. I mean, he was vicious. And that's what you know, if you're a – you know, Spoelstra, if you're the Heat, you're a Heat fan, you want him to attack the basket. The Spurs actually got him to shoot jump shots. And if he's making his jump shots, he was hitting fadeaways. He would pull up threes. It's not fair.
Yeah, and
it's
Bosh, not fair. Bosh shot the ball from the field really well early, too. I thought it helped set the tone for them, even though they were
Bosh
behind early.
Huge. He was huge. You know, you look at Miami, and what's special about them is – they're a veteran team. They're the oldest team in the NBA. On average, their age is the oldest in the NBA. And what makes them special is they have so many veterans that whenever called upon, they can step up. It might be Rashad Lewis. It may be, at times, Shane Battier, who didn't even play last night. Justin, you realize we go to game 3, Battier may play 25 minutes and he might hit 4 threes. So they have guys, whether it's Battier, whether it's last night, you know, Rashad Lewis, Ray Allen, Norris Cole, James Jones come in, can knock down some shots for you. So it's just they have a team full of professionals where at any point in time, those guys can step up and hurt you.
Lewis and Ray Allen last night combined for 9 of 16 and 4 of 10 from the three-point line. So they were kind of good together. Lewis, what do you like about Lewis over Allen? I mean, he's obviously longer.
Here's what's amazing about Rashad Lewis. He's defending Tim Duncan on one end. And the Miami Heat ran a play last night that you'll probably may never see ever again in the NBA. Mario Chalmers came off of a double screen. Envision this. His two-man and his three-man, who were Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, he was coming off a double screen at the top of the key off of those two while you had your four and your five guys in each corner. And so you're never going to see the way that they can spread the floor. It's just a different style. I mean, you got Rashad Lewis who can defend Tim Duncan on one end, and then he plays behind the three-point line on the other end. It's just – but you can do that because you got LeBron James and you got Dwayne Wade who can attack the basket.
Your idol Bill Simmons last night talked about how 38 minutes for Duncan way too much. Agree?
Not now. Right. At this point,
all right, bud.
I don't listen. He's shown? Has he not shown that he can do it? To me, he has. I mean, look at your boy Ray.
18
Allen.
And 15 last night. I guess
good
he looked
night.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only other guy that played 38 minutes though was LeBron.
Admittedly, it's
and
a
LeBron's
lot.
A little younger than Duncan.
It is. He's giving you production, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah, it's not like he went out there and he had one of those nights where he played 38 minutes and had like 12 points and 6 rebounds or
yeah,
5 rebounds.
I mean, you could argue that he's the second best player in the series.
I would argue that.
I mean, Tony Parker's not, in my estimation, yeah, certainly he gets in the lane and causes issues, but.
Couldn't disagree with that.
He had 21 last night, 7 assists, but there's no question. Would you consider him your more consistent guy?
More so than anybody else,
yeah.
Other than LeBron?
Wouldn't you?
Yes. How critical is game 3 for San Antonio, or is it at all?
We always talk about the mental advantage. Remember how we talk about the mental advantage?
I like Miami to win. They're 4.5-point favorite, by the way, for Tuesday night's game.
If Miami wins, then...
are they going to win the whole thing?
I think that's the critical game now if you're San Antonio. If you're San Antonio, you could – yeah, sure, you can go – the problem is this. Miami has never – the Miami Heat, as we know them, have never lost two consecutive games in the playoffs. They've never lost two consecutive – I think they have a streak of like 25 in a row. So if you don't beat them game 3, you're going to have to beat them 4-5 or 6-7. And it's just – I don't – my money's against you if LeBron is looking at a – when LeBron's back is against the wall,
yeah,
forget about it. He's a superior athlete, right?
Yeah.
I mean, am I crazy, or do you want to bet against LeBron when his back is against the wall?
I didn't want to bet against him in the first place. That's why I picked them to win the series, because I like LeBron so much, even though I think Duncan, it's arguable Duncan has, although it's hard because of Bosch and Wade are such a huge factor, but Duncan's probably got a better complete cast around him. And I won't be surprised if it goes to 7 games, but I still like Miami with no confidence at all.
Well, the way they're set up now, I mean, obviously they're in the driver's spot right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about the matchup for Game 3 tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk more about it before the day's out if you want in on that. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037 over the weekend. Jerry Jones in town to write Frank Broyles a check, and he also pitched in with a little support for Brett Bielema. I have a lot of respect for him, Jerry Jones said. People didn't really know him. People in scouting in the NFL that would know, who visit with him about his players, really respect his philosophy. I like it as to what our competition is, what we match up against. I think he's a perfect coach for the matchup. That's what he said about Bielema as the head coach. This according to our buddy Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. So nice to see, nice to hear. And, of course, it's hard to tell if that's really legitimate praise or if it's just simply a Razorback rooting for a Razorback.
How often how involved do you think Jerry Jones is with the university?
Not as much as most of us would probably like, but it's nice to see him come back. I wish he'd come back and write you a $100,000 check. Pat, you know what? I know you gave blood and sweat and teeth for this university. Here's a $100,000 check. You know, if Jerry Jones had a $100,000 bill fall out of his pocket, if there was such a thing,
how long would it take for him to realize it?
He wouldn't even notice.
No.
If you have so much money and you lose 100 grand and you don't even sneeze at it,
Well, think about it. I mean, his bank account goes like this. 1,000,000,000, right? 1 billion? He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah, he is.
So if 100,000 were to drop out of his
account,
pocket,
yeah, would you notice?
It would go 9, comma,
yeah.
9, 9,
yeah, it's just, nine, it's not, he's not going to notice
eight,
it. It's
eight,
just,
yeah.
There was a 7 in there. Was there a 9er? You're the one with the hard
it's
candy
too
shell.
Much. So no. What are they going to use the money for?
What
did they say?
It's Frank's money. I think he just gave Frank like a check.
What?
He's like, here, thanks.
No,
I'm telling you.
I mean, come on.
Am I high? Did I not see that?
I
think he wrote him, he gave him 100 grand. Like, hey, thanks for all your great work. Here's 100 grand.
Oh, I must went to the Alzheimer's organization.
Oh, that could be.
I mean, I would think, I don't know, but I would imagine Frank Bros has a lot of money also.
Oh, no, I'm sure he does. I'm just saying. I don't know. Did I miss that? I didn't see the whole story. I just saw a $100,000 check Jerry Jones writes. That's all I got.
You know, it was interesting. I did see a lot of information coming out of the weekend of the same story where it said Coach Broz is retiring.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still coaching.
He's not coaching. He's part of the fundraising effort. He's not an AD. He's just
did
like
you retire from that effort?
Yeah, I guess he just quit going out and trying to raise money.
Ah, he's Coach Broz.
He's a figurehead.
He's never going to quit doing what he does.
Yeah.
He's a born fundraiser.
Kevin,
it's like Bill Clinton.
Well, it's, yeah.
He's always going to be.
You're right.
Calling the shots.
Well, not until his wife gets back in office. Keith Lee, Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Kev says, do you realize the Heat could be a halftime IV from a sweep? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, this segment brought to you in part by our friends at Suddenly. By the way, we are at the Access Cup at Chenal Country Club.
You know, Jay Bird?
And this week, what's today? What's the day today?
Well, Jay Bird, last time I checked, it's Monday. And, you know, since these great folks at Suddenlink, they love just giving stuff away. So, you know what? Caller number 103.7, or let's just make it caller number 3, gets a UFC prize pack from my friends, your friends, at Suddenlink. Continue.
This week, continue. Thank you, Matt. This week on Video On Demand from Suddenlink, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. I did not see it. Matty T, was that any good? Did you see it?
No. But it doesn't. That's no statement on Suddenlink just because they have it available.
Yes or no, that's all I need.
It
yes
sucked.
Or no, you didn't see it. Okay, cool.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah.
We're all, my point is there's plenty of stuff for people to see. Yep, that's all I needed. Nonstop, also out this week on Video On Demand. In fact, tomorrow from Suddenlink, 979-836-6901, online at Suddenlink.com. You can watch live TV on the go with the new Suddenlink To Go app. And you can watch live TV from Fox News, Fox Business, and others because of the Suddenlink To Go app. So, again, why should your TV be stuck on your TV? Take it with you. You got places to be, people to see, things to do. And, you know, like if you're Matty T and you're trying to ignore this show while you're sitting in the studio, hey, you can watch stuff on your Suddenlink To Go app, for example. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying if you wanted to.
Well, not when it's as compelling as it is today.
Repeatedly. Okay, good point. Thank you. Nice save. 979-836-6901. Back at the Access Cup, Chenal Country Club in a moment. Stay tuned.